coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Ask me why I'm so happy.
Why are you so happy?
You're looking at a man who is about to become the proud owner of that.
This is Art Hipke's Cadillac.
That's right.
Well, that's a beautiful car. Why's he selling it?
He got a new one. I decided it's time for me to sell my car and trade up.
Well, you could trade up from your car to a donkey.
Hey, I got a lot of offers, and they're all willing to pay top dollar, too.
Have they seen it yet?
They put everything they need to know in the ad in the paper.
Luther, you can't sell your car. They won't even take it at the car wash anymore.
It was their fault that door came off. The brushes are too rough.
What, is this for your car? 1975 classic sedan?
That's it.
Low mileage?
Come on.
Loaded?
Were you?
Shh.
Electric garage door opener.
Why would someone want a garage door opener for your garage?
Well, never worked on mine. Maybe it'll work on theirs.
Luther, I don't think there's a sucker alive who'd give you a dime for that car. You ought to be arrested for that ad.
Look, I'm not taking advantage of anybody, Hayden. You know, a lot of people out there like nothing better to get their hands on a vintage automobile. They like to put that baby up on blocks and roll up their sleeves and dig into that engine.
Hello. I'm here about the car.
Right this way, my lady.
Where you been?
Oh, I had to stop at the library for research for next Friday's show.
Wow. Geez, you never worked this late.
Oh, you were worried.
I was hungry. What about dinner?
I ate already.
Without me?
Well, I'm sorry. I have been on the go since 6 o'clock this morning. I had to eat on the run.
What am I going to do?
Well, isn't there anything here you can fix yourself? Listen, all I want to do is get into a hot bath. Why don't you go down to that diner you like so much?
Only losers go to the diner alone.
Come on, Luther eats there all the time. And a lot of other people, successful people.
Jeez, well, how many hours are you going to have to put into work this week?
Oh, Hayden, I do not mind putting in the hours. I'm going to work all weekend. For the first time in a long time, I am really excited about what I'm doing. I mean, interviewing the governor. Usually I interview the lady who makes candy dishes out of old Kleenex boxes.
I like that lady. She's clever.
So did you go to the clinic today?
Yeah.
What did the doctor say?
The usual. I got less sperms than a ladybug.
So did he, recommend any other treatments?
Oh, geez, Christine, I don't know. Maybe we ought to start thinking about another doctor. This guy isn't very positive.
Why? What did he say?
He says we've been trying for a year now, and we're not getting any closer.
He doesn't believe we can get pregnant, does he?
Well, he didn't say that exactly. Hell, yeah. I don't even care what this guy thinks.
What do you think?
Come on, Christine, it's going to happen. It's like the pamphlet says, it only takes one sperm cell. Hey, I got 7 or 8 of them. Come on, Christine. I'm excited about it. I'm a man on a mission here. Every month, I just count the days till you're ovulating.
Oh, Hayden.
No,
please.
Come on. It's all I think about. Fertilize, fertilize.
So you want to keep trying, huh?
Come on, don't you? I mean, our day is coming up in, what, a couple of weeks now, right?
Actually, it's this Saturday.
Saturday. Well, great. Now, it's Saturday. Oh, wait. Gee, it seems like only yesterday was another Saturday.
That was a month ago.
Oh. I remember that. Boy, time flies when you're, you know, having... Hey, you know what? I am going to go to that diner. Why don't you just take a hot bath? I'll go to the diner, and I'll eat something with plenty of protein. Saturday. Oh, yeah, Saturday.
Boys?
What the hell is with you?
Need the sunglasses? Well, I figured now that I'm a member of the Cadillac Club, I might as well dress accordingly. What do you think?
I think you should be delivering mail in Kuwait.
So who'd you sell your car to?
That lovely lady who came by here, Mrs. Cumin.
Luther, you should be ashamed of yourself, swindling that little old lady out of a car. I don't know how you can live with yourself.
Well, I don't either, but tell you one thing, it's a lot easier living with yourself when you're living behind the wheel of a big, fat Cadillac.
Why don't you help Dauber sort out the video?
I do.
Is Luther here?
Mrs. Kimmel, what happened?
I had an accident.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'm pretty banged up.
How bad is it?
Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to drive the car for a while, if ever. The doctor says I shouldn't.
What does your lawyer say?
I just came by to give you something.
Better run, Liz.
Your driver's license. I found it under the seat.
That's it?
That's it. Bye-bye.
But, Mrs. Cuban, please, I feel terrible about this. Isn't there something I could do?
Well, all right. If you don't mind, I need a ride home. I had to take a bus here.
Oh, yeah, but it's my pleasure.
Maybe we can stop at the pharmacy on the way. I could use another heating pad.
Oh, God.
I wonder if Luther forgot to show her how to use that string around the brakes.
Hello.
What are you doing this weekend?
Who's this?
It's your agent. There's a CFA conference in New York Saturday and Sunday. You should be here.
This weekend, huh?
There's going to be a lot of NFL owners and network people. This is a big schmooze. Very good for you.
Ah. Well, okay, Susan, if you say I should be there, I'll go.
Great. I'll see you.
Okay. Wait. Gosh, I've got something to do with Christine. I do it Saturday. We have to go dancing.
I know you live in a log cabin, so maybe you haven't heard. They have dancing now in New York.
So it's okay to bring Christine with me?
Why not? What is she going to do there? Split wood?
Oh, great. Well, then I'll just call and see if I can't get a cheap flight.
You fly first class. I don't think it helps your career if you're seen sweating in the aisle, schlepping two carry-ons, and looking for seats 47 D&E.
I think you're right. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I'll see you there.
Where are you flying to, Coach?
New York, first class.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, figure why not travel in style, huh?
I told you I had to work this weekend.
Yeah, no, but I thought you could put this stuff off till Monday.
This stuff? This stuff is my job.
Well, but Susan called me, and there's this big conference in New York.
Oh, I see. So you just assumed I would drop whatever I was doing and come along because what you do is so much more important.
No, I didn't say that. I know your interview with the governor isn't until next Friday, and I just thought you could do the research on the plane.
No, I can't. I have to talk to people. I have to make phone calls. I need a library.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Look, it's okay. I would be happy to go any other weekend, but you understand this is important to me.
Yeah, I do. Well, what do we do about, you know...
You go to New York.
Well, what about our date Saturday?
Well, I guess there's always next month.
You okay with that?
You are?
What do you mean?
Come on, Hayden. This has been going on for some time.
What's been going on?
You dread this monthly date.
I don't dread it. I don't look forward to it. I don't dread it.
Well, that makes two of us.
What?
Well, it hasn't been so great for me either.
How long's this been going on for you? Because for me, it's only been the last 4 or 5 months, 3 or 4 at the most.
Hayden, the only time we're ever intimate anymore is when we try to get pregnant. Once a month.
I'm trying to save up.
You know that's not how it works. It's become this tremendous chore for you. And I know you feel under all this pressure to perform, but what do you think that's like for me? It's like I'm going to bed with someone who's getting ready to take the bar exam.
Well, you're damn right. It's a lot of pressure, Christine, and I'm sorry I don't hide it well enough for you, but how about every time you see a baby? I mean, you get all quiet. It's like you're going to burst into tears. I know you try to hide it, but, geez, Christine, that's a lot of pressure for me, too. Well, I mean, how do you think it makes me feel?
Listen, I am under a lot of pressure, too. I am at a point in my life where if it doesn't happen soon, it's not going to happen.
Well, there it is. There it is. It's like a 2-ton clock on my head.
It's not my fault you have a low sperm count, Hayden. Look,
Let me ask you something. We get married just to have a baby? Because for 6 years we were very happy. We get married, we go on our honeymoon, we come back here, and then you spring this on me. And ever since then, that's what this marriage has been about. It's like we're two business partners in a failing business. I don't want to be part of this business anymore, Christine. I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't know what I can do. I've done everything. So if you're still unhappy, then it's your problem. It's not mine.
Maybe you're right.
Morning, Luth.
Well, it's done.
What's done?
Just couldn't stop thinking about that poor Mrs. Cuman and the way I shoved her in that rolling death trap. She's just a nice lady. I mean, she wasn't even mad at me, so I spent all day yesterday with her. I took her to the pharmacy, the bakery, the optometrist, the beauty parlor, the cleaners.
Well, you must have really felt bad.
Butcher, the dentist. Moved some furniture for her, carried an old refrigerator down to the curb, and gave her dog a flea dip.
Well, so after you did all this stuff, was she okay about it?
Yeah, she felt okay, but I didn't. So I got up this morning and I gave her the money back for the car.
What'd she say?
She just kept saying, I can't accept that, I can't accept that, but I insisted. Then I gave her my Cadillac.
What?
Hayden was right. I just couldn't live with myself. I just thank God that all she did was bruise her hip and hurt her neck. I mean, she could have been killed, Dauber. I mean, I could be in jail right now for murder.
I think it just would have been manslaughter.
Hey, is one of you Luther Van Dam?
Yeah, it's me.
Hi. Nice. I'm Evan, Mrs. Cuman's grandson.
Oh, God, is she all right?
She's great. She told me what you did, and I just came over here to say thank you myself. That Caddy's a great car.
Yeah, I hope she enjoys it.
I'm going to enjoy it. She gave it to me.
She gave it. I gave that to you. To your grandmother.
When she gets better, she's going to drive the car you sold her. She likes that car.
She smashed that car up.
What?
She had an accident. She came in here. She had her with a cane and her neck. She had a car accident.
She didn't have a car accident.
What?
She slipped in the tub. Listen, thanks again, Mr. Van Dam. You're a nice guy. See ya.
Luther, you all right?
What's it? Oh, he's... I can't... I'm dead! kid's got my Cadillac.
I've been trying to find you.
After my show, I just went walking. It smells like something's burning.
It's my dinner. Made a hamburger in the oven.
You put it right on the rack without a broiling pan?
I wanted it grilled. I'm not going to New York.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter. I mean, working this thing out with you is much more important than any conference. Christine, I didn't mean what I said last night. I hate myself for saying it. And I want to keep trying. And I'm sorry.
You can't just apologize, Hayden. You did mean it.
Well,
that conference is important, and you should be in New York.
Yeah, but...
You said that for my sake and not for yours. And that's what you've been doing all along?
Well...
Hayden, it's okay. I'm not upset. I can't get mad at you for... putting my feelings before yours. I love you.
I love you too.
I think we should stop trying to have a baby. You were right. It is ruining what we have. It's part of me still really wants to have a child, but I am not willing to destroy our marriage in the process. And I can't pretend that my work isn't important to me, because it is. And the more I've thought about it, I don't know where a baby fits into all of this.
If we'd had an easier time of this, you wouldn't be feeling this way.
Hey, you know, this may sound crazy, but I am almost grateful to whatever it is that got in our way. It forced me to look inside and to stop thinking just with my heart.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm ready to move on.